Morning Watch, Day 4, Philippians Week 4, Chapter 3, Verses 1 through 11, Counting All Things Lost to Gain Christ. Philippians 3, 8 and 9. But moreover, I also count all things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. Related verses. Galatians 2:16. And knowing that a man is not justified out of works of law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, we also have believed into Christ Jesus, that we might be justified out of faith in Christ, and not out of the works of law. Because out of the works of law, no flesh will be justified. Philippians 1:20. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Romans 3:21 and 22. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, witness being borne to it by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ to all those who believe, for there is no distinction. Romans 10:9 and 10. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart there is believing unto righteousness, and with the mouth there is confession unto salvation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So then if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, they have become new. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 3:9, note 1, referencing the word found. Paul had been altogether in the Jewish religion under the law, and had always been found by others in the law. But at his conversion, he was transferred from the law and his former religion into Christ, and became a man in Christ. Now he expected to be found in Christ by all who observed him, the Jews, the angels, and the demons. This indicates that he aspired to have his whole being immersed in and saturated with Christ, that all who observed him might find him fully in Christ. Only when we are found in Christ will Christ be expressed and magnified. Philippians 3:9, note 2, referencing the word not. Not having my own righteousness, but the righteousness which is out of God, was the condition in which Paul desired to be found in Christ. He wanted to live not in his own righteousness, but in the righteousness of God, and to be found in such a transcendent condition, expressing God by living Christ, not by keeping the law. Philippians 3:9, note 3. Referencing the word out. The righteousness that comes from man's own effort to keep the law, as mentioned in verse 6. Philippians 3:9, note 4. Referencing the word faith. Faith of Christ. See note 2:21 in Romans 3. The faith with which we believe in Christ issues from our knowing and appreciating Christ. It is Christ himself, infused into us through our appreciation of him, who becomes our faith, the faith in him. Hence, it is the faith of Christ that brings us into an organic union with Him. Philippians 3:9, note 5, referencing the word righteousness. The righteousness that is God Himself lived out of us to be our righteousness through our faith in Christ. Such righteousness is the expression of God who lives in us. Philippians 3:9, note 6, referencing the word based. On the basis or condition of faith. Faith is the basis, the condition, on which we receive and possess the righteousness that is out of God, the highest righteousness, which is Christ. Portions from the Life Study Messages. If we would have a proper understanding, the end of verse 8 must be read in connection with the beginning of verse 9. According to these verses, Paul suffered the loss of all things and counted them to be refuse in order to gain Christ and be found in Him. Furthermore, Paul's desire was to be found in Christ in the condition of having the righteousness which is out of God, based on faith, not of having his own righteousness. I am burdened that we must not regard Paul's word in 3:8 and 9 as mere doctrine. Paul obtained the excellency of the knowledge of Christ through revelation. However, to have the revelation concerning Christ does not mean we have already gained Christ. We may have the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, but Christ may not yet be ours in our experience. At the end of verse 8, Paul speaks of gaining Christ, and in verse 9, he speaks of being found in Him. These are two aspects of one thing. Paul desired to gain Christ and be found in Him. To have the excellency of the knowledge of Christ is one thing. However, Paul could say that he counted all things as refuse in order to gain Christ and be found in Him. This is a very important statement. All that he says in verses 5 through 7 help him to reveal his aspiration expressed in verses 8 and 9. Let us pray that we may be found in Christ by our wife or husband, by our children and relatives, by our neighbors, colleagues, and classmates. If we are truly found in Christ, all other things will lose their hold on us. We shall no longer be under the influence of religion, philosophy, or culture. How marvelous to be found only in Christ!